Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
In the news, Steve, I don't know if you saw this, but Yahoo, okay, and I believe Google as well, removed pro-life ads from abortion clinic searches. Get this. Weeks after Google, this is the Christian Post is reporting, after Google pulled pro-life ads from its abortion clinic's search results, Yahoo has also followed suit after being petitioned by the pro-choice group's NARAL, whatever, I don't know what that is. That's the name of their group. But basically what was going on is that people that were searching in Google and Yahoo for abortion clinics, yeah, on the right-hand side, you have these ads that pop up.
Right.
Well, those ads that were popping up were for pro-life. And apparently this group was saying, hey, take that off of there. Take that off of there. And Google and Yahoo caved in.
And did it.
I mean, what happened to free speech? Whatever happened to the opportunity of giving people the opportunity to find out more?
Mm-hmm.
Free speech. And yet they were allowed that information to be censored. It's like, man, woe to the person who removed that.
Yeah.
How do you do that? And so the policy goes on to say that Yahoo's policy states that ads basically that contradict what the search is about needs to be removed. And they always find a loophole for something.
Mm-hmm.
But it just causes you to say, man, do you want to have your hands? This is the just the crazy thing about the whole thing is that that you want to remove, those type of ads you want to remove to end murder. But all the other filth and all the other garbage that's advertised through these websites, that for some reason is morally okay with you.
It doesn't fall under
any kind of policy. And it's like, come on. We're talking about 50-plus million babies that have been murdered since 1973, Roe versus Wade. And, hello, their blood still cries out. And here recently, CBN reported, and they're continuing to report that what's happening in Detroit is an absolute tragedy. Because right now, they say that abortions are rising in Detroit like a third world country. Huh. Not only has this city been bankrupt, not only, I mean, you're talking about Motown, you're talking about where we built cars, automobiles, the second most expensive purchase you'll ever make in your life outside of your home. It's something that if you buy brand new, you're going to be committed to no matter what, a minimum of 5 years. And if you're not so lucky, they'll work you out for seven, and just had to be bailed out. And you just look at what's happening there. It's just incredible. They're saying right now that around one third of all pregnancies end in abortion in Detroit.
Wow.
One third. This is according to the Detroit News. The city's abortion rate has been steadily climbing, hitting 31% in 2012. That's huge. 31%. You have a pie that's cut into to three slices. That means one of those slices of this pie is just being destroyed.
Yeah.
And it just causes you to say, man, what is happening? And so they're talking about how Detroit News is saying that they did a study and it's calling it the most dangerous city in America to be a child. The most dangerous city in America to be a child is in Detroit because you don't even have a chance to make it out of your mother's womb because a third of them are being murdered. And we talked about in a previous segment, and hopefully we'll have this related for you, where the most dangerous place for a baby at all, it's statistics are proving, is in the womb. And because the chances of a baby now being, aborted, although all the laws that are being passed and God's answering, a lot of prayer, and we're very grateful for that, the pendulum is swinging. You're still seeing these pockets, it has to spread. It's like a momentum that's starting to happen. But, as soon as you hear some some great victories in other areas and other states, you still are, you know, are open to what's happening in other areas. And so we want to encourage you, you know, we want to encourage you today to continue to pray for life, continue to pray that laws are going to be passed that are going to protect life. I mean, right now, Bobby Jindal, the Louisiana
governor,
he's actually expected to sign a bill into law this week, Pat, that would force at least 3 of the state's 5 abortion clinics to close. And So, you know, so you're seeing this happen in different parts of the country. We're just saying, Lord, you know, we've been praying this prayer for quite a while. Dear God, end abortion, send revival. And we want to encourage you to pray along with us. This blood, you know, is still crying out. And we need to cry out for mercy, and we need to cry that this stops. And together we can join, you know, in prayer. The prayers, you know, of a righteous man are powerful, effective. And listen, if one can send 2 to flight, 2 can send 10,000, you know, and we have the prayer That's of right. agreement.
Yeah.
Together, we can do more, and we can stand against this, and we can see the tide turn.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.